Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, hat tricks are rare, natural hat tricks even more so. Last night certainly brought me back to that night in Colorado Springs with Chris McKelvey. His third goal was shorthanded on big ice. What do you remember about that night?
You know what? I don't remember a ton about it, but you know, when Mac was on fire, and you're right, I do remember the shorthanded goal, and that big ice played to his, you know, his speed. And he was such a good penalty killer for us. But no, it was a great night by Mac, and again, mostly on the road against a pretty good team. I mean, that team was an NCAA team that year as well.
He was certainly known as a great penalty killer. You matched him up with every top line that you could throughout his time, but yet he scored a bunch of great goals. Who knows what happens that night against Notre Dame in the regional, right?
100%. And, you know, we go up 1-0, what, 40, 45, 50 seconds and whatever it was. And it was just a little funnel behind the net, and it goes off. It was a fluky goal, but, you know, that kind of, you know, that kind of jump-started us.
Two of the goals last night, team goals that Charlie gets credit for, the indirect play off of the boards to himself, that was all Charlie. Where do his instincts kind of rate as far as the attributes of his game that are really good?
Well, once he gets the puck, he wants to score. He's got that desire to score goals, and he knows how to score goals, and it fuels him. And he's got a quick release, he's got a hard shot, and he can cut to the middle quick, just like that goal, that game tying goal against Michigan Tech. He's just got a lot of goal scoring attributes.
He does have that great shot. If he continues to work at it, can he get himself into the conversation of a Brad Hunt and a Jerry Fitzgerald as far as some of the better shots here?
For sure. And I think when he's done, here, it's going to be interesting to see where he's at as far as, you know, total goals in a career. Don't count him out, that's for sure.
Hockey is such a momentum game. Generally speaking, is it harder to get it or harder to keep it?
Probably a good combination. It all depends on what night it is. But the problem you have is when you want to keep it, the other team typically has some pushback. And I think intermissions, lulls in the game, TV timeouts, whatever it is, that also can break it as well. So, and penalties. I don't know, Schultz. It goes both ways, and it's a hard question to answer.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the pregame show. Part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, you and I have talked for weeks during this interview about your inability to win faceoffs in the third period come crunch time. You won a bunch last night. What changed?
I don't know. You know, who knows, Schultz? I don't know if they're not as strong on the faceoff dot. Maybe last night, you know, we obviously, again, we grinded it out a little more, but we won some big faceoffs last night. And that first goal was, that goal by Alex Iarullo, which, Dylan actually shot. He was a benefactor of a one faceoff right there. So it was good to see last night, Schultz. It was kind of a feel-good statistic, and it's such an important statistic from a possession standpoint.
After watching the film from last night, what did you like and what didn't you like about some of the set plays, the breakouts, the faceoff plays, that kind of stuff from last night?
Honestly, Schultz, we played a pretty good 60-minute game. We played better in the first period. I kind of said I wish we'd have pressured the puck a little harder. I thought we were a little slow. After I watched tape, I was pretty happy with the period. So sometimes you need to do that as a coach, too. It seems like you're never as bad as you think you are, and you're never as good as you think you are either. So it kind of goes both ways right there. But I felt we put together a pretty good 60-minute game last night. And, again, I was especially happy for the guys in the third period. I just thought, again, we were efficient in our play, and we managed the game very well in the third period.
Starting fast is always important. It's even more so after last Saturday, isn't it?
100%. And you know, again, I sure didn't think of last Saturday at all last night, but, you know, after the game, you think about it. And it was good for the guys just to kind of reset, win the game, get four goals, get a shutout, and move on.
Fans, radio broadcasters look at things a lot different than you guys do. From a coaching standpoint, what was your best line last night?
I thought actually our fourth line was pretty effective last night. I thought they protected the puck well. I thought they possessed the puck well. I thought they played heavy. No, I mean, were they our best line? No, but I really enjoyed watching them. And I think I told you in the pregame show that I might, you know, roll three lines more. And but a lot of it's going to determine on the play of the, you know, of all four lines as the game's going on. And I got to make some decisions as the game's going on. And they just played too well, and we rolled four the whole game. So I just kind of wanted to give them maybe a three stars for everybody, Schultze.
You had to shake up your lines again tonight. Adam Brady is sick. Ian Janko will play forward. keep it simple anytime a defenseman comes up and plays forward, right?
No, exactly. Don't overthink it and just, again, just move the chains and we'll be fine from there.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.